This is Earth and Sky on one of the world's best places to find evidence of life on Earth from millions of years ago.
In 1971, an amateur collector was hunting for dinosaur bones and arrowheads in a spot known as Dry Mesa in the Uncompahgre National Forest in Colorado, when she found a bone with an unusual shape. She showed the bone to a dinosaur scientist at Brigham Young University. It was ultimately identified as belonging to a new genus of carnivorous dinosaur. Scientists secured a permit to begin digging, and 30 years later, they're still digging for dinosaur bones at Dry Mesa.
Collectors have unearthed thousands of bones at Dry Mesa. They represent dozens of different species, including flying reptiles, crocodiles, lungfish, and two of the largest dinosaurs, Supersaurus and Ultrasaurus. But why are there so many bones in this one spot? Suppose there was a severe drought and many dinosaurs and other vertebrates gathered at a waterhole where they died of starvation and dehydration. Later, it's thought, a flash flood sent their bones downstream until they accumulated at the site now known as Dry Mesa. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for joining us. Today's show was made possible by the U.S. Forest Service, caring for your national forests and grasslands. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.